This is an executive summary of 721 Exchange versus Selling Outright, a tax comparison, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. An owner ready to exit a property and move into more passive, diversified holdings faces a fundamental choice: sell the property outright, a taxable sale, or do a 721 exchange, contributing the property to a right for op units, tax deferred. Both get you out of direct property ownership and into a more passive position, but the tax consequences differ dramatically. Selling outright triggers the full tax now, the four-layer stack often totaling a third or more of the gain, leaving you the after-tax proceeds to reinvest. A 721 exchange defers that tax, transitioning your full pre-tax value into the right. The difference in capital, after-tax versus full, compounds over time, and the 721's eventual step-up can erase the gain entirely. This guide compares the 721 exchange and selling outright on taxes, and explains when selling still makes sense. The two choices, selling outright versus a 721 exchange, both move you out of direct property ownership but handle the tax very differently. Selling outright means a taxable sale: you sell your property, pay the tax on the gain, and have the after-tax proceeds to do with as you wish, reinvest in stocks, a right, other real estate, or spend. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.